This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Thank you so much for listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to be with you once again. And I've been getting some great feedback here on the podcast, and keep it coming. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is brad@thekonaedge.com. That comes straight to my inbox. And let me know your thoughts. If you have some feedback on the podcast, if you would like to see us do something or try something, I'm always open to suggestions and ideas. It's brad@thekonaedge.com. And to everyone who's popped me a mail, or to everyone who's popped me a message on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, I really do appreciate them. I read every single one of them. I try and get back to everyone as well. If you are on Facebook and you haven't checked out our exclusive Facebook group, our private Facebook group, there's some cool things going on in there as well. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/Facebook. That's where you can touch base with us. It's a lot longer than that, but we've put a bit of a redirect, and it'll take you straight to that Facebook group. You can request access. I'll add you. And let's get chatting. Reach out and let's talk about the sport that we all dig so much. Well, coming up on today's show, talking of talking, we're going to touch base with Jen Kester to talk a little bit about her run in the build-up to Ironman Kona and what she's done to improve it over time. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. It's time to chat some running today, and we head back to California to catch up with Jen Kester. Jen, welcome back. The run out of the three disciplines is your strongest. Is it your favorite as well? Is it the one you love the most?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love a run. Oh, it's awesome. It's the best. I love it.
What do you have to do to get to that point? There's lots of people who hate the run. What's the secret to loving it?
Oh, man. I think the secret is just, as awful as this is going to sound, just clearing the mind and thinking of absolutely nothing. Like when I run, there's not much going on in my head. I'm trying not to think about the pain. You just try and go off the feel. And if you feel like you're flying, then you're having a good run. And lately that's how it's felt. So with that feeling, just the love comes for it.
Over time, I mean, you said you ran a bit as a youngster as well. Over time, your run's improved. What are some of the things you've done to get faster and get better and stronger?
Yeah, for sure. So I don't have any like weight regimens or anything to help me with strength for the run. It's mainly just hitting the roads. And I think what's kind of helped me over time is, again, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but patience, just realizing that I'm not gonna just hit, you know, a 7-minute marathon time in a race. And you know, it took, God, 2 years of running and training pretty hard to finally break 7 minutes on a brick workout, which was exciting. I did that 2 weeks ago. I was freaking out with excitement over it. But I think, again, you know, it's just patience. It's doing the long workouts that can sometimes get really boring and really frustrating, where you literally run out of road in your hometown and you don't know where to go. But it's fun. And I think also changing it up, getting on the trails, really just getting to like be in nature and see a deer, you know, instead of cars just whizzing by you. It's so humbling to get out and run and realize how quick you are or how slow you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Workouts wise, what do you love doing?
Workout wise for the run, I love, okay, there's this workout and it hurts so bad that I love it. I'll get on the track and I'm not a huge track person. Like put me on the trail, put me on the road, I'm happy. But like, don't put me on the track, right? This workout's on the track and it is two sets of 8x1K. And every time you run, it's all out. So you're trying to max out every time, but you're running 16 sets at the end of the day. And oh man, it's so hard and it's so challenging. And it's just, after the first one, you want to puke. And it's terrible. But at the same time, like, it's so much fun because you're feeling that hard work. Like, you're feeling the burn in your legs. Your lungs are burning the first minute into the first 1K. And you're like, oh, crap. Like, I'm not going to be able to finish this. But that workout is, without a doubt, my favorite because it hurts so much. And it's that pain where you feel like you really accomplished something. And, oh, man. It's my least favorite and my favorite at the same time.
Those you talk about the you think to yourself, I can't do this. We all have those stages in an Ironman, particularly on the run, and it probably comes at about 30Ks in the marathon. For some of us, it comes a lot earlier. What are some of the things you do to get yourself out of those holes and out of those dark places?
Oh man, yeah, those are the worst. Every time mile 18, that's like the death of me, but. For me, the way I think about it is, all right, I've already come so far, you know, and I have what, 8-6 miles left? Like, I'm gonna finish. And also, how many people have I told I'm doing this race? I'm not coming back going, oh, I didn't finish with only X miles to go. Like, how embarrassing. Never would live that down. But yeah, it's just a matter of thinking, I've come so far. I'm in so much pain right now. Why give up? When I'm already in pain, you know, I can go another hour to an hour and a half, just finish it, kill this sucker, get over this dark, get out of the dark place, get over the mountain, and then it's on to the next one. And that's really what I just think. And then I'll do, I mean, I'm terrible at math. Like, I'm terrible. So a great waste of time is trying to figure out if I run this pace per mile, how long is it going to take me to finish? And that kind of distracts me because, again, I suck at math. So, and then by the time I figure the problem out, the race is over. So it's great.
Either that or the pain's gone. One of the two. So it's all good. Jen, thank you so much.
One of them.
Thank you so much for your time once again here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition in the next edition.
Awesome. Can't wait.
And that's it for today's episode of The Cone Edge. As always, we wrap things up with an iTunes review, and this one comes from El Salvador. I love the fact that this podcast gets listened to around the globe. It's Andy from El Salvador. Andy, thank you so much for your review. It says, best try podcast available, short and sweet, and your vote of confidence makes my heart happy. Andy, thank you for listening to The Cone Edge, and thank you for taking the time to leave us a review on iTunes. As always, up for grabs an entry into an Ironman race. All you have to do is head over to theconeedge.com/win if you'd like to find out how to do it. And if you haven't left us a review or a rating yet, it's pretty simple. All you need to do is open the podcasting app on your device, click on the podcast, search for The Cone Edge, and then click on ratings and reviews, and it literally takes 20 seconds from there. So please, if you wouldn't mind doing it, it helps us grow the numbers of this podcast, which have been growing amazingly, and it helps us spread the word. So thank you in advance. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Cone Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theconeedge.com/running seminar.